Yo, today's QOD is do little things in a great way every day. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day show. I am your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. You have no idea. I have always wanted to do that. And since it's Thanksgiving and we're not going to have as many listens today, let's just go ahead and just let it rip, right? So welcome to the show. It is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Hope you enjoy your day and all the time you get to spend with your friends and your family and all the good food that you get to eat and football you get to watch. And, you know, just want to let you know that I'm very grateful to you, the listeners, for listening to the show and for supporting me over 5 years. Like 5 years I've been doing this show. That's wild and crazy. 5 years. Time flies. And, you know, today on the show, we've got Bob Proctor. And Bob is somebody who I am tremendously grateful for because he was my gateway. It was like my gateway drug into all of the things that we do and that, you know, I learn about. And I was scrolling through my photos on my phone a few days ago, and I got back to 2016. I'm like, what is this stuff on my whiteboards? So I have two offices in my house. Like the back office has huge whiteboards on two of the walls. And I go in there and I like sketch out my ideas. And when I'm learning something, I'll like do little flow charts and stuff so I can really get it. And, you know, before I erase this stuff, I take pictures of it. So there were pictures of like stick figures and conscious mind, subconscious mind and paradigms and terror barriers. And I was like, wow, number one, it's crazy that that was 2016, 5 years ago. But number two, it's like that was the foundation for so many things, like for this show, for the speakers that come on this show, for all the things that I've learned about the brain, all the stuff that I teach in my courses. There's just it is such a gift that Bob has to break something so important down in a way that everybody can understand. Like that is a real gift. And I'm so grateful that Bob is sharing that gift with us. And he's been doing it for like almost 60 years. That's wild. And so big thanks and gratitude to Mr. Bob Proctor and to you. And I will see you on the other side of this one. Bob Proctor, coming up.
In the spring of a year, if you are planting a garden, and you planted some radishes, you wouldn't expect to find carrots there, would you? No. Let's suppose a mother or a father want to teach the little boy something about how things grow. And so in the store, and they get a little envelope, little square envelope, and you shake it, and there's seeds in it, and it has a picture of radishes on the cover of the envelope. Then they tell the little boy, if we go, you know, out beside the garage and dig up the earth, yet we dig some little holes and put these seeds in. Yet, and then we put, you know, the stuff the horse drops on the road. We'll pick some of that up. He said, really? Oh, yeah, pick some of it up and bring it over and sprinkle it on the earth. And then you go out every day and put a little water with the can that's out by the hose. Yet you watch and you're going to see these little radishes come out of the ground from these little seeds. The little boy says, really? He says, I like radishes. So they go through the routine. And they show the little boy just how deep to plant the seeds. And he follows direction. He goes and gets some of that stuff with a little shovel. And he spreads it around on the earth. And he goes out with his little can of water every day. And one day, he sees a little bit of green coming up. Like, woo! And he's going to help it. What did he do? He killed it, didn't he? He killed it. Force negates. You got to let it happen. Now, to let it happen, you're going to have a pretty deep understanding. You just don't go to a seminar and say, hey, that's cool, I'll do that. And you just have some idea running around your intellect. Oh, you know so much. How come we have so many brilliant people walking the street, destitute? Say, well, they don't know. No, they know a lot. They gathered lots of information. They got mucho degrees. What they need is understanding. You've got to understand what the hell's going on up here. If you're not really careful, just wham like that, somebody's going to knock you off course. They will. Now think. Really think. A person's mind is like a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. You see, that is the law. A person's mind is like a garden. It really is. Your subjective mind is just like a garden, only it's many times more fertile than the garden. See, the agronomist would never, ever tolerate you calling the garden dirt. It's earth. And every particle of earth is on a specific vibration. It's not all in the same vibration. It's like Earl Nightingale said in The Strangest Secret. You can plant corn, not a 16th of an inch away, you can plant nightshade, a deadly poison. One will grow with just as great an abundance as the other. Planted in the same garden. There's little particles of earth that are in harmonious vibration with the nightshade. There's other little particles of earth that are in harmonious vibration with the corn. The earth that's in harmony with the nightshade will be attracted towards that seed. Now that energy or earth may be jammed right up against the seed for the corn, but it won't resonate with the corn because it's not in harmony. You can be surrounded by negativity, but if you're not in harmony with it, it won't resonate. You won't move into that vibration. Now think, really think. You can have an actress, you can have an actor, you can have a construction worker, you can have a salesperson, you can have a hairstylist, you can have an author. They're all right in the same neighborhood. And they're all attracting what they need to go on to tremendous success. It has nothing to do with the economy. Thinking, wow. That's cool. Why is it that here we are, all intelligent adults, and we're just learning this? Why is it that you can teach a child before they can talk four languages, five languages, yet we grow up and don't understand this? It's because we've fallen in love with the intellect and we know nothing about our spiritual essence. We're God's highest form of creation. We're here to do God's work. Some say, what's God's work? Well, God the creator, the work would be creation. We're given creative faculties. We should be creating all the days of our life, creating great work. Entertaining no doubt, never being in harmony with the people that are going in the wrong direction. And you know you can program yourself to do that. Just as well as you've programmed yourself to get dressed before you came here. You didn't have to think of how to put your clothes on. You just automatically put them on. Now, you might have spent some time thinking of what you will put on, but not how to put them on. Well, you know, you can have yourself programmed that you're only attracted to people that are going to serve you. You're not going to be attracted to people that are going to doubt you, give you negative suggestions. You say, how important is this? Well, how important is eating? How important is it to eat? How important is it to take a shower, to wash your body? How important is it to groom yourself? Well, it's important enough that we've been trained and programmed to do a reasonably good job of it every day. Not just sometimes, every day. Why is it that we will spend money on damn near everything except on our own development? I remember being in the fire hall in Toronto reading this book. People say, what are you reading, Proctor? And then, because I was the only one in the fire hall that was reading, and then I'd take this card and I'd put it back in my pocket and I'd bring it out and I'd say, hey, Proctor, what are you reading? What's on that card? And then you know what guys are like. They'll say, what do you think, Wolfgang? You think he might be reading something about us? I think we should know what's on the card. What's on the card, Proctor? I say, leave me alone. No, Bob, I think we should see what's on that card. So pretty soon, Bob's on the floor, pinned down, and they're going in his pocket, and they're pulling out the card. Hey, guys, come here. Proctor's going to get rich. By New Year's Day of 1970, I will have in my possession $25,000. If we had taken all the assets of every fireman on that department, we wouldn't have come up with $25,000. Everybody was broke. In 1961, $25,000, I might as well have said $25 million. It wasn't going to happen. Now, think of this for a moment. How sick is the environment where when people are laughing at someone who's attempting to improve the quality of his life? That's a pretty sick environment. But I'll tell you something that even makes it sicker. What do you think when the person that's doing it is embarrassed because somebody else found out? I was embarrassed because they knew. I almost threw the card away, but I didn't. Thank God I didn't. Do you know, in a year, I had 10% of the whole fire department working for me, cleaning offices. And I had others come, hey, Proctor, you got any more work? Not right now, but I get some, I'll give you a call. The chief was only earning $11,200 a year. There was only one chief. I got to a point where I was earning $11,200 a month. I'll tell you the crazy things about life. I was afraid to quit. I was afraid to quit because I had security. I had benefits. Christ, I could have bought the fire hall. Now, what I'm talking about is programming. Programming. It's sick at times. It's really sick. But it's real. So when you think about your mind being like a garden, which can be cultivated or allowed to run wild, whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. It's happening. It's happening to every one of us every day. Now, I don't know anyone who has completely mastered this. And I've often thought, if we do we would probably ascend. Which, there they go, you know. The very fact that we're here, our physical presence is an indication we've got some work to do. Now, if it makes sense, if it makes real practical sense to eat on a regular basis, to feed our body, because our body is going through an evolution of change all the time. Like, your body's changing at the rate of about 50 million cells per second. You can actually photograph the energy leaving your body. And as it leaves, it creates new energy. If it makes sense to feed yourself so that you rejuvenate the body, wouldn't it make sense to feed your mind so that we develop a greater understanding? And as we develop a greater understanding, we earn more money so we can do more good with money. That's what money's for. Money's not to make you better or richer than the other person. Money enables you to extend the good you do far beyond your own physical presence. Our company always wants to earn more money because we got a lot of work to do, and it costs money to get the work done. As a group, we made a decision we would build schools in Africa. Yet every week and a half, we build a new school in Africa. But our goal is to build one every day. Yet, if that's the goal, that's what's going to happen. We're just not quite sure when. Because you're dealing with the law of gender, and the law of gender decrees all seeds have a gestation or an incubation period. But we know it must happen. Just the same as nightshade seeds grow into nightshade, radishes grow into radishes. And we grow into greatness. There's no trick to being great. Wallace Wattles told us how to be great. Robert Russell, he said, do little things in a great way every day. There's no trick to it. Just whatever you're doing, do it as well as you can possibly do it. And you know what you're doing when you're doing that? You're putting yourself in the vibration that you have to be in to attract the good that you desire. See, when you doubt, what you're doing is doubting spirit. Spirit never expresses itself as imperfectly. You're doubting nature. Have no doubt, it's going to work every time for every person.
That was Bob Proctor. His website is ProctorGallagherInstitute.com. I have no idea where this clip came from. It might have been Paradigm Shift 2016, 2017. Who knows? I apologize for that. But what I do want to say is, again, happy Thanksgiving. You have an amazing day. And I will see you tomorrow with Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'm out. Peace.